The good news is that the disease can be cured if timely and vital treatment is accessible. However, a lot of people are not aware of the disease in this country, and most people also attribute the causes of the disease to superstitious beliefs and customs. Besides, most parents and families in Ghana are not able to afford chemotherapy due to their expensive nature. There is no national childhood cancer registry to assess the problem accurately. There are inadequate health workers trained in pediatric cancer management. More so, there are also inadequate diagnostic services, as there are few cancer treatment centers. As a result, children with cancer are left undiagnosed, and those that are diagnosed are often in the terminal stages of the cancer, which becomes too late for curative treatment. Mr. Speaker, the above challenges require collaboration of all stakeholders, including government, health care personnel, health, and NGOs.
Once you are a nurse, you are always a nurse. And it's very, very heartbreaking that you are in the ward, especially children's ward, and you see these small, small children who have to undergo very, very painful tests and treatment. And as a mother, and I'm sure as a father also, when you see your child going through this kind of treatment, it's very, very heart-wrenching. It is very, very important to make sure we educate all and sundry about bringing the children to the hospitals to be diagnosed early. Because like all other forms of cancers, early diagnosis is very, very critical. I also urge that since the treatment is very, very expensive, we appeal that the NHRA should consider having this treatment free or on the NHRA list.
We would need to support children who may be infected with this disease. It is quite embarrassing, appalling to see a child who is ill, parents can't afford, and then the child sits there. Mr. Speaker, as MPs, when we go around communities, we meet with some of these situations sometimes. And no matter how much you may have to do some of these things, it becomes very, very difficult for you to actually go pick two or three of such cases in a constituency to handle on your own. Well, I will also want to add my voice to the fact that we need some policy guidelines. We continue to advocate for some support for such parents from the district assemblies so that DCEs can use some part of their ITF or even common fund to support some of the parents who may be traveling to come to live, just to make sure that their children get treatments at the field treatment centers.